Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Cyclist falls victim to hit-and-run incident while riding bicycle, suffers no serious injuries. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette police are currently investigating a hit-and-run involving a cyclist on Highway 59. During routine patrol on Tuesday afternoon, officers discovered a group of citizens aiding an injured man near Highway 59 and Lakeway Road. Deputy Chief Brent Wasson reported that the individual was found lying on the ground. According to witnesses, the 70-year-old man was cycling southbound on Highway 59 when he entered the intersection at Lakeway Road upon the green light and was struck by an unidentified vehicle, which fled the scene. Witnesses described the vehicle as a newer model black four-door Dodge truck. Emergency medical services transported the injured cyclist to the hospital for treatment, though no serious injuries were reported. Gillette police detectives are actively investigating the incident and searching for the vehicle involved. Governor Gordon announces roadmap to improve mental health care in Wyoming. Governor Mark Gordon announced on Monday the launch of an initiative to address Wyoming's ongoing mental health crisis. According to the press release from Governor Gordon's office, the governor's mental health roadmap takes steps to advancing systematic behavioral health reform in Wyoming, identifying five pillars that are critical to improving outcomes for those who are battling mental health issues. The strategy builds and expands upon existing programs and reflects the ongoing work of many people across Wyoming as well as the legislature. Governor Gordon outlined his five pillars as access to care, ensuring residents have access to the continuum of behavioral health services. Affordability of care, ensuring cost is not a barrier to accessing services in Wyoming. Quality of care, delivering the highest quality of service based on best practices and evidence-based research. Innovation, constantly thinking of ways to improve our system based on new research and information. And suicide prevention and anti-stigma efforts. Each pillar has priorities and key strategies to achieve those priorities, according to Governor Gordon. Gordon said the community engagement that we've had, including the recent mental health town halls, along with the work of the legislature and judicial branches, have led us to identify our priorities and our most significant challenges. We know how critical it is to Wyoming's future to address the mental health care needs of our residents. According to the press release, some of the priority strategies identified in the mental health roadmap incorporate work that is already underway. This includes the Mental Health Diversion Court pilot project in Campbell County, healthcare workforce development efforts through the Wyoming Innovation Partnership, and Veterans Talking to Veterans. Other strategies are included in the governor's budget proposal, including full funding for the Wyoming 988 Suicide Prevention Hotline, along with the addition of text and chat services, redesign of community behavioral health services, funding for pediatric virtual mental health services, and funding for mobile crisis services to support first responders when they respond to behavioral health crises. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.